Chapter 56 of the Abbot's Table. Let the Abbot's Table always be with the guests and travelers. When, however, there are no guests, let it be in his power to invite any of the brethren he desireth. Let him provide, however, that one or two of the superiors always remain with the brethren for the sake of discipline. Chapter 57 of the Artists of the Monastery. If there be skilled workmen in the monastery, let them work at their art in all humility, if the abbot giveth his permission. But if any one of them should grow proud by reason of his art, in that he seemeth to confer a benefit on the monastery, let him be removed from that work and not return to it, unless after he hath humbled himself the abbot again ordereth him to do so. But if any of the work of the artist is to be sold, let them, through whose hands the transaction must pass, see to it that they do not presume to practice any fraud on the monastery. Let them always be mindful of Ananias and Sapphira, lest, perhaps, the death which these suffered in the body, they and all who practice any fraud in things belonging to the monastery, suffer in the soul. On the other hand, as regards the prices of these things, let not the vice of avarice creep in, but let it always be given a little cheaper than it can be given by seculars, that God may be glorified in all things. Chapter 58 of the Manner of Admitting Brethren. Let easy admission not be given to one who newly cometh to change his life, but, as the apostle saith, try the spirits, whether they be of God. If, therefore, the newcomer keepeth on knocking, and after 4 or 5 days it is seen that he patiently beareth the harsh treatment offered him, and the difficulty of admission, and that he preserveth in his request, let admission be granted him, and let him live for a few days in the apartment of the guests. But afterward let him live in the apartment of the novices, and there let him meditate, eat, and sleep. Let a senior also be appointed for him, who is qualified to win souls, who will observe him with great care, and see whether he really seeketh God, whether he is eager for the work of God, obedience, and humiliations. Let him be shown all the hard and rugged things through which we pass to God. If he promiseth to remain steadfast, let this rule be read to him in order after the lapse of 2 months, and let it be said to him, Behold, the law under which thou desireth to combat. If thou canst keep it, enter. If, however, thou canst not, depart freely. If he still persevereth, then let him be taken back to the aforementioned apartment of the novices, and let him be tried again in all patience. And after the lapse of 6 months, let the rule be read over to him, that he may know for what purpose he entereth. And if he still remaineth firm, let the same rule be read to him again after 4 months. And if, after having weighed the matter with himself, he promiseth to keep everything, and to do everything that is commanded him, then let him be received into the community, knowing that he is now placed under the law of the rule, and that from that day forward it is no longer permitted to him to rest his neck from under the yoke of the rule, which after so long a deliberation he was at liberty either to refuse or to accept. Let him who is received promised in the oratory, in the presence of all, before God and his saints, stability, the conversion of morals, and obedience, in order that, if he should ever do otherwise, he may know that he will be condemned by God, whom he mocketh. Let him make a written statement of his promise in the name of the saints whose relics are there, and of the abbot there present. Let him write this document with his own hand, or at least, if he doeth not know how to write, let another write it for him at his request. And let the novice make his mark, and with his own hand place it on the altar. When he hath placed it there, let the novice next begin the verse, Uphold me, O Lord, according to thy word, and I shall live, and let me not be confounded in my expectations. Then let all the brotherhood repeat this verse 3 times, adding the Gloria Patri. Then let that novice brother cast himself down at the feet of all, that they may pray for him, and from that day let him be counted in the brotherhood. If he hath any property, let him first either dispose of it to the poor or bestow it on the monastery by a formal donation, reserving nothing for himself, as indeed he should know that from that day onward he will no longer have power even over his own body. Let him, therefore, be divested at once in the oratory of the garments with which he is clothed, and be vested in the garb of the monastery. Let it be the clothes of which he was divested by, laid by in the wardrobe, to be preserved, that, if on the devil's persuasion he should ever consent to leave the monastery, which God forbid, he be then stripped of his monastic habit and cast out. But let him not receive the document of his profession which the abbot took from the altar, but let it be preserved in the monastery.